I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth learns about local eggplant varieties and how to cook them.
The other day, there were all kinds of eggplants at the Truro Farmers Market.
I have Michiwa. I have Orient Express.
You've got the Nubias, which are the really dark ones.
Gretel, Fairy Tale, Nadia.
The list goes on. Betty and Ed Osman of E&T Farms in Barnstable are growing a snow-white variety called Casper. Dave DeWitt of First Light Organic Farm in Truro has long white fingerling eggplants. And Chris Murphy of Nestwood Farm in Truro is selling a glossy black variety called Galene. Truro grower Stephanie Rain of Out There Organics prefers a long, thin Asian variety that's light purple.
They're called a long violet eggplant, like my daughter's violet. So this is the variety we chose this year. And I like these because the Japanese ones are thin-skinned and they cook really quickly and they're tasty on the grill.
They're also known for their sweet, delicate flavor. And they can get pretty long.
I would say maybe 14 inches. And some of them have like this, they turn yellow, but they're still quite tasty. They have like a yellow tinge.
Some people say eggplants that have turned yellow in spots are more bitter. But in some varieties, it can be a sign that they're completely ripe. In general, Japanese eggplants tend to be sweeter and more tender than the more common Italian varieties, which are round or globe-shaped with thicker skin. Chris Murphy says there's a place in the kitchen for both types.
The Japanese ones are good because they soften up nice. So if you put them in a spaghetti sauce or something like that, they soften out. They're good for like making baba ganoush. The really firm ones, people have been telling me they're great for grilling, marinate and grill.
For Italian varieties, Chris likes Nadia, which is dark black, and Dancer, a light purple cultivar. Ed Osman of E&T Farms prefers a large heirloom variety.
It's Black Beauty, and I've cut them as big as a pound and a half when I've missed them.
Ed says the smallest he'll cut is about half a pound, and the number of eggplants he gets from each plant depends on the season. In terms of yield, this year has been excellent.
We've got 105 plants, and we've harvested about 200 to 250 pounds of eggplant.
Eggplant season will go through the first frost sometime in late October or early November. The fruits start coming when it's still hot in mid-July, but Stephanie Rain says now is her favorite time to cook with them.
It's going strong, and I recommend everyone eat eggplant in the fall. It's a good fall food, too. It's warm and kind of cozy.
And what do you like to do with them besides grilling?
We saute them and use Indian spices as like a side dish with like raisins and a fresh onion, a little saffron sometimes. And so we eat a lot of that. And then of course, you can't forget eggplant parm, which is just delicious and warm. And my all-time favorite, ratatouille.
Ratatouille is a French side dish made with tomatoes, garlic, onion, zucchini, peppers, and eggplant. It's good baked into a pie with eggs, or simply spooned over crusty bread. It seems there's an eggplant variety and recipe for every taste. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can visit our website for a guide to the local eggplant varieties mentioned in this piece and find a recipe for eggplant caponata. That's at capeandislands.org, where you'll also find our free podcast of the Local Food Report. The show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.